The parable we're focusing on today was told by Jesus as part of a conversation he had with an expert in the Old Testament law. You can probably recognize how the artist has depicted Jesus. Well, they didn't really wear suits in those days, but you can get the comparison. That's the way he's been drawn. And the two men quickly reached agreement on the two most important commands. Number one, to love God. And number two, to love your neighbor as yourself. But the lawyer, perhaps wanting to get one up on Jesus, then asked, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied to which, well, it's just about the most famous story ever told. He began. There was a man who was traveling one day on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. A pretty dangerous journey to attempt if you were traveling on your own in those days. And sure enough, the man was set upon by robbers who'd probably been lying in wait as it was a difficult road with plenty of nearby rocks to hide behind. Those men beat him up. They took his possessions and they left the poor traveller barely alive. If someone didn't come and help him, he would almost certainly die. As luck would have it, though, a little bit later, a priest was travelling along the same road. That meant he'd not only be the same nationality and the same faith as the wounded traveller, he was a leader and teacher in the Jerusalem temple too. Surely he'd stop to help. But sadly, he didn't. He just passed by on the other side of the road. Next, as we heard earlier, came a Levite, another fellow Israelite, this one from the tribe of Levi, who would regularly have helped with getting the temple ready for worship or acting as a doorman. Surely he'd stop to help. But no, his reaction was exactly the same as the priest's. He again kept on walking. And then a little bit later came a Samaritan. Now, the Samaritans in those days were looked down on by the Jews. The Jewish people believed, you see, that their temple in Jerusalem was the one that God had told them to worship in, and that the Samaritans had been disobedient to God in marrying people of a different religion and in setting up their own temple down the road on Mount Gerizim. Now, as it happens, elsewhere, Jesus made it clear that the Jews were correct in thinking that they got it right and the Samaritans had got it wrong in terms of where and how they should worship. And so the mainly Jewish people who were listening to Jesus would probably have expected that in this story, well, maybe the Samaritan would do something even nastier to the injured traveller. But of course, he doesn't. He stops to help. He pours oil and wine on the man's wounds to clean them. He bandages the wounded traveller and sits him on his own donkey to enable him to be taken out of that dangerous place. He takes him to an inn and he looks after him there. And when the next day the Samaritan has to be on his way, he's got urgent business elsewhere, he leaves the innkeeper 2 silver coins, quite a lot of money in those days, to pay the innkeeper to carry on caring for the injured man. And he adds, if the traveller takes a long time to recover, well, keep looking after him and I'll pay you any extra that's due when I next visit. So, Jesus asked the lawyer, which of these 3 men was the injured man's neighbour? Not a very difficult question to answer, really. It was obvious from the story. Maybe the priest and the Levite would have tried to explain why they couldn't possibly stop to help the man. They might have said that they were frightened or that they were in a hurry. But those would really just have been excuses. Whereas the Samaritan, despite being a foreigner, was the one who helped. And Jesus challenged all who were listening to him, then go and do the same thing he did. I wonder if you or I have been asked who we see as our neighbour. What we would say, most of the time when we use that word, we think of those who only live a few streets away. And of course, the command to love our neighbour, to be concerned for their need, applies to how we treat them. But Jesus is making clear the command applies far more widely than that. For our neighbour is, well, not even just everyone of the same faith or nationality as we are, but everybody. That includes people we bump into every day with family roots in different parts of the world, in some cases maybe a different faith from us as well. And then when we hear the needs of those much further afield too, we're reminded they are our neighbours as well. That's why, as a church, we take part in Christian Aid Week. Thank you for those who go door to door on our behalf. Fortunately, not actually all required to dress quite like that. And that's why we give and fundraise to Tear Fund. Thank you to those who helped yesterday or who supported the morning. For a couple of years, we've had a particular link with Tear Fund's Zoe Project, supporting orphans in Zimbabwe. They sent us through some details recently of one man they've been able to assist called Timothy. Timothy became a guardian to his three nephews and nieces when his sister, the three children's mother, sadly died. Even just feeding them wasn't easy, particularly as the youngest was just a few months old and needed milk. The Zoe Project was able to provide the support he needed, though, providing powdered milk in particular, and other gifts of food and clothing too from the church community. And as well as that, they taught Timothy some new skills, including how to weld, which will hopefully leave him much better place to earn a living. And that's all left the family with a connection with their local church and an interest in faith, which they didn't have before. Most of us aren't in a position to help people in Zimbabwe directly or people in other needy parts of the world either. But we can make a real difference by our generous giving to aid agencies like Tear Fund and Christian Aid. The same kind of thing that the Samaritan in Jesus' story was doing with the money he gave to the innkeeper to keep on caring for the wounded traveller. And of course, there are plenty of people who we do see every day with all kinds of needs. And however similar we are to them, or however different we are from them, each one of them, we're reminded, is our neighbour. And Jesus calls each one of us to do what we can to help. Amen.